Hi Wanderlusters, and in this episode, we're off to Umbria. Welcome to the Wanderlust Podcast. My name is Janine, and my real passion is travel, and my bucket list is to visit every wine region in the world. In this series, we're heading off from Australia and heading to Bella Italia. I'm speaking to wine experts living in Italy, and we'll share my travel tips on visiting wine regions. So pour yourself a glass, and let's go exploring. Most of my trip in Italy was with my very good and very dear friend, Susie. We met many years ago on a working holiday in Japan. After this, we became firm travel buddies, spending a lot of our time in our 20s traveling abroad. And we decided to celebrate a milestone birthday with a trip to Italy. We did tons of research, and the place that we met up in was in Umbria. The Inforata Flower Festival was the inspiration to go to Umbria. This festival is on annually, and it changes dates each year because it's based on the Easter calendar. It was such a wonderful experience to be part of. But Umbria is also a great wine area. Umbria is known as the Green Heart of Italy, as it's the landlocked region right in the centre. It's right next to Tuscany. This was recorded after spending 3 nights in the town of Spello in Umbria, where we reflected on the things that we did and our highlights. And I hope you enjoy. Welcome, my friend, Susie. Yeah. Yeah. So we're in Spello in Umbria, and today we did a bicycle ride to Montefalco, which we thought was not that far away, but we did actually go through a few little villages and towns. Actually, some of the towns were bigger than I expected them to be, and up a big hill. We've just come from Australia, and so we drive on the left-hand side, and in Italy they drive on the right-hand side. So sometimes when you go around a corner, you're in autopilot and you go to the wrong side of the street. And we were amazed that we did not get beeped at once today, because we both did go to the wrong side of the street a couple of times. Didn't we, Susie?
We did. Firstly, I'd say if you were hesitant or had some reservations about an e-bike, don't. They're very easy to use. In fact, having ridden one for my first time, there is absolutely no way I could have ridden around Italy on a road bike.
Yeah, or around this region. It's quite hilly.
The conditions of the roads in some of the back streets that we were riding on, I would have popped a tyre. Definitely an e-bike, mountain bike is the way to go. It's a little bit heavier, but just embrace it. It's so much more enjoyable if you have a little bit of a power assist to get up the hills, that you're not just working so hard. It is a holiday. So enjoy yourself.
We were just saying how everyone, I've come from Rome, and I did have a fantastic time in Rome. Susie flew into Milan. But here, everyone just seems so friendly. I have not had any taxi drivers engage in conversations in Rome. And we met a taxi driver here on our first night, who then we booked in the next morning. And he was like our best friend the next day. He was a lovely guy. Came and found us in the piazza when we had to go home. And Umbria is excellent. We've only been here for 3 nights, but our experience has been wonderful.
And even doing wine tasting in regional Australia, you turn up to a cellar door. Generally speaking, there's always other people. And today I didn't feel rushed in any way.
So we went to 2 wineries in the Montefalco region. We went to Montefalco because it is one of the main wine growing regions in Umbria, and it's very famous for its Sagrantino grape, which you don't see anywhere else in Italy. There's some plantings in Australia and the US, but it's still a very, very unusual grape. So I'm very interested to check that out. The first one was at Arnaldo Capre. This is one you don't need to make a reservation for, which is a bit more unusual in Italy as well. We got 3 tastings for €15. She gave us a cheeky fourth one. the young woman that was serving us was so lovely, spoke excellent English, very accommodating. We had a great salami and cheese platter with our tastings. It was very reasonably priced wines. The white wine was probably something that we were surprised by. It's very minerally. It's only stainless steel that they put it in. You drink it young, fresh. We really enjoyed it, and it's very reasonably priced. The ones at this winery was €12 for the bottle, and we enjoyed that over our salad tonight. But also, that winery must be a bigger operation not to have reservations, but they also had a beautiful path up past the cellar door to a hill with a beautiful views over Umbria. Like, Umbria is known as the green heart of Italy, and as we did our ride today, that kept resonating with me because it was stunning.
I like the Italian way of wine tasting. I never felt rushed. She was so lovely. She explained every wine. She gave us time to swirl the wine, drink it, talk about it without having the next bottle ready or 15 other people to serve at the time.
Maybe we were lucky because it was a Monday as well. Maybe.
True.
Yeah.
True. But it was a really lovely, pleasant experience. I walked away feeling like I was spoiled.
And then we thought we were going to have lots of time to go into Montefalco town for lunch, but we had not as much time as expected. And we just went in and had a drink at one of the restaurants. It had a beautiful piazza there with about 4 or 5 restaurants surrounding it. We didn't seem to notice many other types of shops. And it was very hard to find a place just to get like a soft drink after a big ride. But our second wine tasting was at Montioni Winery, which is located on the edge of Montefalco town. So it was super convenient to get to. They had a tasting, €20. You got 5 of wines and also some of their olive oil, and they brought out a plate for everybody as well with salami, cheese, and their olive oil. They mainly specialize in the Sagrantino grape. They've got 4 different types of wines featuring that grape as well as the white wine. They also do it. That was a great experience as well.
I loved the fact that the wine tasting, we got to try their most premium brands, which is really unusual because for most wine tastings, you get a chance to try some of the sort of more basic labels, maybe a mid-priced range, but you rarely get to try their premium wine. And one of the great things about that was trying the absolute best wine that had a very small production. And for that to be included in the tasting, I thought was very impressive.
Yeah, and actually it was their cheapest red wine that they didn't include in the tasting because they said that was like their table wine. So they had a blend with Sangiovese, and then they had the reserve one, and then they had the premium wine, and then they had a dessert wine, which coming from Australia, we think dessert wines are much sweeter. This was quite dry. That was quite lovely, actually.
And it was a dessert wine that you could have 2 glasses of and not feel, I've had too much. It was lovely. Really, really enjoyable dessert wine. It's probably one of the best dessert wines I've ever had.
And also they took us through their olive oil mill. And they said that locals often bring all their olives in and book a slot and then make their own olive oil during harvest time, which I thought was really interesting. Very community-minded. I really liked that. But That was a production. This is the most massive machine. It covered 2 rooms and went, you know, destemmed the olives and then crushed it and further crushed it and moved it along. And they talked about how that was cold pressed and they have to do that within 48 hours of picking the olives, which is quite interesting as well. So, yeah, both of those wineries, 2 different experiences, but both of them really, really good experiences. Great village, beautiful views on the way up. I found the e-bike just a really nice way to go for a day trip today. We're staying in Spello because I had the beautiful Inferata Flower Festival on. That was spectacular, wasn't it, Susie?
It's very hard to believe people can create these magnificent works of art using individual petals of flowers. It is something to be seen, I'd highly recommend it. Get up early if you want to see it, because there are throngs of tourists that come from all over Umbria to see this amazing festival, and I definitely recommend seeing it. My other recommendation would be stay in Spello, where you get up and can walk to the Flower Festival, and be prepared for one of those days to be the day you get up early, because it is well and truly worth it.
Yeah, you were a bit jet-lagged. You got up at like 4:30, and by 5 you were in town, and they were still putting down the flowers. We all then went together at about 7:30, and it was busy. And by 10, it was hectic. But it was a great day.
It was. To get the most out of the experience, I would say go early. See the flowers laid out and get out.
And take snacks, because everything's shut till 12:30, because it's a religious holiday. Some cafes were open, but all the restaurants were shut.
The restaurants in Spello are magnificent. I would just think about where they're located when you make the reservation. We were very, very fortunate by chance that the evening before the Flower Festival, we booked a table at
Osteria del Buceto,
right at the top of Spello. So you are looking out onto the mountains of Umbria. You can't help but romanticize about the fact that you were there. The food was fantastic. Mm-hmm. Try the truffle pasta. Incredible. Really, really delicious. And a view to die for. Beautiful as the sun was setting. A really great place in Spello to eat.
Mm.
On the day of the Flower Festival, I would highly recommend that you make a reservation for lunch. The town is completely booked out. We had a reservation at La Locanda del Postiglione, and it was absolutely fabulous. Right at the bottom of the town, which allows you time to walk up, experience the Flower Festival, come back down. Amazing food, great service.
Mm.
A reservation is absolutely a must.
Those hilltop villages
are really called hilltop villages for a reason.
But this has been, it's been a wonderful few days. And we look forward to our next adventure, the next location. Thanks, Susie.
Thanks, Janine.
Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe now to get each episode as they drop. You can also check out this podcast on YouTube and see pictures of the region and the people I've spoken to. Go to winederlust.com.au, that's winederlust.com.au, for everything discussed today. You can also subscribe to my newsletter to hear all about my upcoming events and other news. Till next time, happy wine travels.